The next 2 years will present a golden opportunity for Democrats in the New Mexico legislature. Most members have never served during a time when they controlled the House, Senate, executive branch, and have a huge pile of new money to spend. But along with inheriting power and wealth, Democrats are also taking over a state that has enormous problems after 8 years of bitterly divided government. New Mexico ranks dead last in childhood well-being, according to the most recent Kids Count report. The annual ranking gauges states in four categories: economic well-being, education, health and family, and community. We're failing our kids in all four. We've seen pockets of job growth, including in Santa Teresa, but much of our state continues to be plagued by poverty and a lack of good-paying jobs. The education reforms pushed through during the last 8 years have created a split between local school districts and the state. An overemphasis on testing in teacher evaluations has demoralized veteran educators while failing to increase performance. Our colleges and universities are facing decreasing enrollment, no doubt linked to a lottery scholarship program that can no longer come close to covering all the costs for qualifying high school graduates. The state's largest city has the highest property crime rate in the entire nation, and the second highest rate for violent crime. Violent crimes there increased by 23% in 2017, according to FBI statistics. Life expectancy in New Mexico has decreased in the past 2 years, mainly due to drug overdoses, suicides, and car crashes. The opioid crisis hit our state at the exact same time that our mental health system had been dismantled due to unfounded allegations of fraud. We have one state hospital, 5 hours from Las Cruces. Healthcare in New Mexico is at a crossroads. Two memorials were passed this year to conduct a cost analysis of going to a new plan where all state residents would be able to buy into Medicaid. With so many critical issues facing them and so little time to deal with them in a 60-day session, it's hard to know where to start. Curiously, Democratic leaders in the House last week settled on saving the UNM men's soccer team. "House leadership is committed to funding UNM soccer," said Speaker Brian Hagolf. "Keeping the UNM soccer program is important to our whole state," asserted Patricia Lundstrom, chairwoman of the House Appropriations and Finance Committee. "This is a priority for us," said Representative Antonio Mo Maestas. Faced with a debt that the athletics department could not repay and a scandal involving public funds used to pay for a Scottish golf trip, the UNM Board of Regents voted on July 19th to discontinue funding for men's soccer, men's and women's beach volleyball, and men's and women's skiing. House Democrats are apparently fine with telling skiers and spikers to take a hike, but see the loss of the soccer team as a crisis needing their intervention. Despite the last election, New Mexico is not a deep blue state. Voters have given the Democrats power. Rising gas and oil prices have given them wealth. Both can and likely will be taken away in the future. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.